Hello, Roman Lindsay Elijah Davis, Minister of the 12th Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation of Mount Zion, the 12th Town of Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is November 12, 2016, 17, Chief. Now, it's Bull 24, 2021. We're going to start our first service today with a song entitled, Yahshua Paid It All. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all. Yahshua paid it all to him I hold. Then and left a promise and said, he washed it white as snow. Now indeed I find thy powers and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Yahshua paid it all to him I hold. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Oh, nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Yahshua paid it all to him I hold. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Yahshua died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat. Yahshua paid it all to him I hold. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Righteousness exalts the nation, Proverbs 14:12. Let's look at it. Exalts occurs nine times in nine verses in the KJV. Starts with Job 36:22. Let's read our memory verse. Proverbs 14:29, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. Let's go now to our main verse, is Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people. Proverbs 17:19, he loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. Luke 14:11. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that honoreth himself shall be exalted. Luke 18:14. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that honoreth himself shall be exalted. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imaginations in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahweh, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Yahshua. That's 2 Corinthians 10:5 again. 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Yahweh or that is worshipped, so that he as Yahweh sitteth in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is the Yahweh. This is what happens when a prophet loses his way. He has no other place to go but exalt himself or fall down in disgrace. Let's now go and read, Job chapter 36, the whole chapter. Let's back up actually to Job chapter 35. It says, Elihu, spake moreover and said, Thinkest thou this to be right, that thou saidest, My righteousness is more than Yahweh's? For thou saidest, What advantage will it be unto thee? And what profit shall I have if I be cleansed from my sin? And that's a good question. What profit is it that I should be cleansed from my sin? I will answer thee, and thy companions with thee. Look into the heavens and see, and behold the clouds which are higher than thou. If thou sinnest, what doest thou against him? Or if thy transgressions be multiplied, what doest thou unto him? If thou be righteousness, what givest thou him? Or what receiveth he of thine hand? Thy wickedness may hurt a man as thou art, and thy righteousness may profit the son of man. By reason of the multitude of the oppressions, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty. But none saith, Where is the Yahweh thy my maker? Who giveth songs in the night? Who teacheth us more than the beasts of the earth, and maketh us wiser than the fowls of the heaven? There they cry, but none giveth answer, because of the pride of evil men. Surely Yahweh will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty regard it. Although thou sayest thou shalt not see him, yet judgment is before him. Therefore trust thou in him. But now, because it is not so, he hath visited in anger, yet he knoweth it not in the great extremity. Therefore doth Job open his mouth in vain. He multiplieth words without knowledge. Now here's Job's three friends that are telling him, why, he multiplieth words without knowledge. And yet Yahweh said Job was a righteous and perfect and upright man, the only righteous one in the East. And here his three companions come along accusing him, saying, well, he multiplies words without knowledge. Okay, Job 36, verse 1. Elihu also proceeded and said, Suffer me a little, and I will show thee that I have yet to speak on Yahweh's behalf. Now Elihu said, Now I'm going to speak on Yahweh's behalf. I will fetch my knowledge from afar, and will ascribe righteousness unto my Maker. For truly my words shall not be false. He that is perfect in knowledge is with thee. Behold, Yahweh is mighty and despises not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. He preserveth not the life of the wicked, but giveth right unto the poor. He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them forever, and they are exalted. And if they be found in bound in fetters, and be holden in cords of affliction, then he showeth them their work and their transgressions that they have exceeded. He openeth also their ear to discipline, and commandeth that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. If they obey and serve him. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. That is Elihu. He is really thinking that he is telling Job something that he doesn't know. Verse 13, Job 36. But the hypocrites in heart heap up wrath. They cry not when he bindeth them. They die in youth, and their lie is among the unclean. And their life is among the unclean. He delivereth the poor in his affliction, and openeth their ears in the oppression. Even so would he have removed thee out of the strait into a broad place, where there is no straitness. And that which should be set on thy table should be full of fatness. That thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked, judgment and justice take hold on thee. Because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. that he esteemed thy riches, no, not gold, nor all the forces of the strength. Desire not the night when people are cut off in their place. Take heed, regard not iniquity, for this hast thou chosen rather than affliction. Behold, Yahweh exalteth his people, exalteth by his power, who teaches like him. Who hath enjoined him his way? Or who can say, thou hast wrought iniquity? Remember that thou magnify his work, which men behold. Every man may see it. Man may behold it afar off. Behold, Yahweh is great, and we know him not. Neither can the number of his years be searched out. For he maketh small the drops of water. They pour down rain according unto the vapor thereof. When the clouds do drop and distill upon man abundantly, also can any understand the spreadings of the clouds, or the noise of his tabernacle? Behold, he spreadeth his light upon it, and covereth the bottom of the sea. For by them judges he the people. He giveth meat in abundance, with clouds he covereth the light, and commandeth it not to shine by the cloud that cometh betwixt. The noise thereof showeth concerning it, the cattle also concerning the vapor. Alright, that's the end of Job chapter 36. Okay, now let's go to Psalms 148. It says, praise ye the Yahweh, praise the Yahweh from the heavens, praise him in the highest. Praise ye him, all his angels, praise ye him, all his hosts, praise ye him, sun and moon, praise him, all ye stars of the light, praise him, ye heavens and heavens, and ye waters that be above the heaven. Let them praise the name of the Yahweh, for he commandeth, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise ye Yahweh from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy and fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Yahweh. Alright, that's the end of Psalms 148. Our next talks about righteousness, exalted. Let's go to Proverbs 14. It says, first one, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hand. He that walketh in uprightness feareth Yahweh, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom, and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of a foolish man, when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. For the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools make a mock as sin, but among the righteous there is favor. For the heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in the laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. The backslider in the heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well unto his going. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rages and is confident. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. He that despiseth his neighbors sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be unto them that devise good. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. And the fear of the Yahweh is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Yahweh is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, that envy the rottenness of the bones. He that oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. For the wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. That which is in the midst of fools is made known. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causes shame. Alright, that's the end of Proverbs 14. Let's go now to Proverbs 17. It says, better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causes shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the heathen. Or the brethren. The fine pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Yahweh trieth the heart. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor reproaches his maker, and he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Hexer speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. A gift is this precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospers. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth the matter separateth very friends. A reproach entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeketh only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water, therefore leave off contention before it be meddled with. He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination of the Yahweh. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversary. See, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversary.
Adversity.
A man void of understanding striketh hands and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. He loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gates seeketh destruction. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bone. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bare him. Also to punish the just is not good, in order to strike princes for equity. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool when he holdeth his peace is counted wise, and he that shuts his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. All right, that's the end of Proverbs 17, using that word exalted. Let's go to Luke now 14:11, or just for the whole chapter 14, and then to 18. It says, verse 1, Luke chapter 14, and it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him, and behold, there was a certain man before him which had the dropsy. And Yahshua answering spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace, and he took him and healed him and let him go, and answered them, saying, which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day? And he could not answer him again to these things. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose.
When he marked
how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not thou in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and to say, and he that bade thee and him come and say unto thee, give this man place. And thou began with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Then said he also unto him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed. For they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of the Yahweh. Of the Yahshua, let's do that again. And when one of them that sat at meat with him, with Yahshua, heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of the Yahshua. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought five yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them, I pray thee have me eschewed. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his master these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said unto his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in thither, or hither, the poor and the maimed, and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Master, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Yasir said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Now this is Yasir talking here. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, can a man come to me, and hate not his father and mother, and wife and children, and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intended to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest happen after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make a war against another king sitteth not down at first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet great way off, he sendeth an ambassador and desires conditions of the peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. We know the table salt that we eat today, that people eat. I don't eat it. It is worthless. It is good for nothing. It's poison. It goes against your body. But if you buy the Himalayan pink salt, that they take out the Himalayan mountains, the only place on earth where they have this here pink Himalayan salt, it has all the minerals in it that's in your body. You have 84 minerals in your body. This pink salt has 84 minerals in it. It's the only salt that a person should use on this earth, because it hasn't lost its savor. But all the other salt has lost its savor. Isn't that amazing? I say all the other salt. There's probably some other good salt. This is the only one I know of that has all the minerals in it that the body has in it. Okay, that's the end of Luke 14. Let's go to Luke 18 now. Verse 1, and he spake a parable unto them unto this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Saying, there was in a city a judge, which feared not Yahweh, and neither regarded him. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversaries. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not Yahweh, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then Yahweh said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not Yahweh avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear along with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, Yahweh, I thank thee that I am not as other men, or extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, Yahweh, be merciful unto me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for every one that exalteth himself shall be abased. Okay? And he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them, but when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Yeshua called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of Yahweh. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of Yahweh as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Yeshua said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is Yahweh. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these things have I kept from my youth up. Now when Yahshua heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Yahshua saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hard shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of Elohim? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. And they that heard it said, Who then can be saved? And he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with Yahweh. Then Peter said, Lo, we have left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or parents or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of Elohim's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come life everlasting. And in the world to come, life everlasting. Then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked and spitefully entreated and spitted on. And they shall scourge him and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them. Neither knew they the things which were spoken. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. They told him that Yahshua of Nazareth passes by. And he cried, saying, Yahshua, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Yahshua stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Master, that I may receive my sight. And Yahshua said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath made thee whole. has made thee, has saved thee. Thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying Yahweh. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto Yahweh. Okay. That's the end of Luke 18. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, one of my favorite chapters. I believe it's, I'll say it is. It might be 1 Corinthians chapter 10, but let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And let's start with verse 1. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Yahshua, who in the presence am base among you, but being absent and bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Yahweh unto the pulling down of the stronghold, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahweh, and bringeth into captivity every thought unto the obedience of Yahshua. And having any readiness to revenge all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled, do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust himself that he is Yahshua's, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Yahshua's, even so are we Yahshua's. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which Yahshua hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible. That such, and one think this, that such as we are in word by letters, when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measure themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which Yahweh hath distributed unto us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as you also in preaching the gospel of Yahshua, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of our men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according unto our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Yahweh. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Yahshua commendeth. Okay, that's the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, and by our getting together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by the Spirit, nor by the word, nor by the letter, as from us, and that the day of Yahshua is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and let the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called Yahweh, or that is worshipped, so that he, as Yahweh, sitteth in the temple of Yahweh himself, showing that he is Yahweh. Now, who is this that does this? I just read verse 3 again. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, this man of sin, the son of perdition, he exalted, he opposes and exalted himself above all that is called of the Yahweh. Now, think about that. Or that is worship. So that he, as the Yahweh, sitteth in the temple of the Yahweh, showing himself that he is not the Yahweh, but above the Yahweh. The translators left some words out of there, and so, because Rose Johnson never did ever come out and say that he was Yahweh Almighty himself. But he did say that he was his son. And I think this is what Paul is talking about here in 2 Thessalonians. But the main thing is the man of sin. And so the son of perdition. Jesus Christ was a man of sin, the son of perdition in his day. When Yahshua purged him out from among the 11 disciples. Ham was a son of perdition in Noah's day, the second son of Noah. Had cursed his father and his mother after the flood. Cain was the son of perdition, the man of sin, in the Garden of Eden, the firstborn of Adam and Eve. Okay, he killed his righteous brother. That's what we're dealing with, righteousness and exalting. And so, here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it's talking about the man of sin that's put the head of the congregation of Yahweh here on this earth. If he turns out to be apostatized, become a man of sin, then he sits in the seat of Satan. He exalted himself in the place of exalting Yahshua the Son and exalting the Father. He exalted himself. This is what we're talking about. Brother Johnson was this person in 2002. Ben Roden was that person in 1970, when he had himself crowned King David upon a throne at his place in 1970 at New Mount Carmel. Ben Roden was a man of sin that exalted himself. He wasn't even antitypical David, but he exalted himself to that throne. And so he was a son of perdition. Alright. So it says, now in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5, it says, remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. So the time came for the son of perdition to be revealed in 2002. And that was his time. That was the angel of the seventh candlestick, Rose Johnson. That was his time to be revealed. And it says, and then in 1970, the time for Ben Roden to be revealed, because he was claiming all kinds of things. For a 10-year period there, from 1960 to 70, Ben Roden had a 10-year period where he claimed to be the man on the white horse, which is Yahshua himself. He claimed to be the antitypical Adam. He claimed to be the antitypical David. He claimed to be all kinds of things. But it says, he was revealed in 1970 when Rose Johnson came forward with the truth of the creation calendar and exposed Ben Roden and revealed who he really was. And then I came forth in 2002. Yahshua brought me forth to give a message to Rose Johnson from heaven, and he was uncovered and revealed who he really was. So it says here that in verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now liveth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Yahshua shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the work of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Well, we know that Gilead Center and its leader perished. We know that. We know Ben Roden at the New Mount Carmel 1970. We know that they perished shortly after their time was up. So this is who it's talking about. because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And the only place that you receive the love of the truth is by the spirit of the prophecy contained first in the scriptures and then in the volumes of the spirit of prophecy written by Ellen G. White and V.T. Harlow. That's where you receive the love of the truth, by appreciating the inspiration that is projected through that. Verse 11, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And for this cause Yahweh shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not in the truth. Okay, so the truth that Gilead Center was called to believe in, the present truth, was that message from heaven that I gave them July 14, 2002. And when that was rejected, first by the angel of the candlestick and his wife, Royce Johnson and Laura May, when they rejected that truth, and then they caused the whole church to reject it. And when they did, that's when they were damned, because they had pleasure in unrighteousness. Because the outline I gave them for the message of heaven was how to repent and be restored unto full righteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always unto Yahweh for you, brethren, beloved of Yahweh, because Yahweh hath from the beginning chosen you unto the salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel unto the obtaining of the glory of our Savior Yahshua Messiah. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Yahshua Messiah himself and Yahweh, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Okay, that's the end of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's go right on into 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of Yahweh may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from the unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not the faith in the blood of the Yahshua. But the Yahshua is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Paul is telling these Gentiles of the Thessalonians, he says, Yahshua, he's faithful, and he will establish you. Not establish, it's S-T-A-B-L-I-S-H, establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Yahshua touching you, that you both do and will do the same things which we command you. And the Yahshua directs your hearts into the love of the Father, Yahweh, and into the patient waiting for the Yahshua to come back. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Savior Yahshua Messiah, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable unto any of you, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any man would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Savior Yahshua Messiah, that with the quietness they work and eat their own bread, that ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that ye may be ashamed, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Savior of the peace himself give you peace always by all men. Yeshua be with you all. For the salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. The grace of our Savior Yeshua Messiah be with you all. Hallelujah. The second epistle to the Thessalonians was written from Athens. Okay, that ends 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We got about 4 minutes left. Now let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 7 and finish our study here. We're dealing with the word establish. verse 1. And it came to pass that when the king sat in his house, and the Yahweh had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of Yahweh dwelleth within curtains. And Nathan said unto the king, go, do all that is in thine heart, for Yahweh is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of Yahweh came unto Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, thus saith Yahweh, shalt thou build me an house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even unto this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle in all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel. Spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build ye not me an house of cedar? Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith Yeshua the host. This is Yeshua, Yahweh, talking. I took thee for the sheep coat from the fallen sheep to be ruler over my people, Israel. To be over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in the place of their own, and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Yeshua telleth thee that he will make thee an house. And when the days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. Well, you take that word E offering, and you have the same word again, establish. And that's really the way it's supposed to be. He shall build an house for my name. And I will establish, establish, the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established, E-S-T-A-B-L-I-S-H-E-D, established, which is past tense, which is a past tense word, but nevertheless, it means future tense here, forever. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. Okay, so who established it forever? Yahweh established it forever with David, but King Solomon is the one that built the first house in the name of his father. His father furnished all the material and all the money for Solomon to build Yahweh a house. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. And then went King David in and sat before the Yahweh and said, who am I, O Yahweh Elohim? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Yahweh Elohim, that thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Yahweh Elohim? And what can man, David say more unto thee? For thou, Yahweh Elohim, knowest thy servant. For thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. Wherefore, thou art great, O Yahweh Elohim, for there is none like thee, neither is there any Elohim beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom Yahweh went to redeem for a people to himself and to make him a name, and to do for you great things and terrible for thy land, before that people which thou redeemest to hide to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever. And thou, Yahweh, art become their Elohim. And now, O Yahweh Elohim, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as thou hast said, and let thy name be magnified forever, saying, the Yahshua of the host is the king over Israel, and let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. For thou, O Yahshua of the host, Elohim of Israel, Yahshua of the host, king of the Israel, hast revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee an house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. And now, O Yahshua Messiah, thou art that Elohim, and thy words be true, and thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Yahshua Messiah, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. This brings the close of our study. This hour, contact us at the 11th hour call. At number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Well, the storm passes by. In the dark of the midnight, have a hawk to hit my face. For the storms howl above me, and there's no hiding place. The crash of the thunder, precious Yah, hear my cry, keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there's no use to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise, where the storm never darkens the sky. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast and let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long night has ended and the storms come no more, let me stand in thy presence from the bright peaceful shore, in the land where the tempest never comes, Yahweh-ha dwell with thee when the storm passes by. Till the storm passes open, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds grow forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow